You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Tana Weingartner. The latest architectural drawings are in for the Union Terminal restoration, and the project remains on schedule and on budget. That's the latest from the task force overseeing the work. Some construction bidding is underway, and more will go out soon. Museum CEO Elizabeth Pierce says crews have found an additional structural issue.
One of the repair needs that we didn't fully appreciate until we did the 3D laser scan was the drum wall at the base of the dome. And so there are bricks that really need to be taken kind of almost all the way down to the roof line and then rebuilt and make sure that they are reattached to the structure appropriately because they are out of alignment right now.
Pierce says the cost to fix the wall won't increase the project's budget. Investigatory work is still underway to find as many problems as possible now to decrease unexpected issues down the road. Pierce also reports applications for state and federal historic preservation tax credits have been submitted, and so far feedback has been positive.
We are confident with the federal ones. We've submitted that application. We're getting good feedback from the State Historic Preservation Office that then has to make a recommendation to the National Park Service. So we look to get that final word from Secretary of Interior probably mid-August.
Pierce says the state has fewer credits to go around, so it's possible several applications could be needed. The $212 million project is slated to wrap up in fall 2018. The Natural History Museum and the Cincinnati History Museum close soon for the two-year project. The Children's Museum and special exhibit space will remain open during construction. Tana Weingartner, 91.7 WVXU.